is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Eight minutes to play. We move to the fourth quarter. Mountain Home leading Batesville 46-30. Bombers with the basketball. Right side is Peters. Benton out top. They'll go to the left side now to Cresilius. They got Dichi high post, Waymeyer low post. They feed Waymeyer down low, and he will score. Great pass out top from Benton. 25 points for Waymeyer on the night. They go with his 10 rebounds. Williams driving, blocked by Waymeyer. Dichi has the rebound. Here comes Mountain Home. Dichi up ahead, feeds Peters, drives baseline, scores, and a foul. Oh, they're going to wave it off with an offensive foul. Ugh. Coach Fulcher wanting an explanation about the foul and the call. And they're going to wave off the basket and the foul on Peters. It's going to be his second, fourth team foul. Josh didn't like that one very much. Neither did the Mountain Home fans. 7:22 left to play. Bombers up by 18. Williams baseline. Morgan out top. Good shot fake. He got Waymeyer flying past him. Drives into the paint. And Dichi comes over with the backside help and commits the foul. Or who did they give the foul to? They gave it to Peters coming over to help out. It's his third, the team's fifth. And J.P. Morgan at the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one is missed. He has 12 points on the night. One more free throw. This one is good. 48-31, Mountain Home with 7:03 to play. In the corner right side, Dibble into Waymeyer. Back to Dibble. The three is short. Rebound, Dibble, baseline right. Six-footer won't go, and a foul on Dichi going over the back of Sturdivant trying to get the rebound underneath. Dichi is going to pick up his first team foul, number six, against Mountain Home. 6:43 to play. The Bombers up 48-31. Morgan, shot blocked underneath by Waymeyer. Comes up with the basketball. Now they're going to say he's tied up, and the arrow pointing towards Batesville. The Pioneers will keep it under their baskets. Cruz in for Mountain Home, and Waymeyer will come out. .6:31 to play. Corner shot for three, an air ball. And rebound Cruz. He's fouled in the backcourt by Sturdivant. Sturdivant picks up his third. Team foul number three against the Pioneers. 6:26 to play. Mountain Home leads it by 17. Bombers with the basketball. Peters penetrates. Back to Benton. Cruz baseline left. 15-footer good from the junior. His first points of the night. 6:03 to play. Mountain Home leads it by 19. Sturdivant, top of the key, good. The three and the timeout, Batesville. 5:55 to play. The Bombers up 50-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
.544 to play. Bombers with a 16-point lead. Hand the basketball. Out top, Benton has it for Mountain Home. Waymeyer's on the bench right now. He's had a big night with 25 points, 10 boards. 5.5 to play. The Bombers working a little clock now. They've got the floor spread. All five players outside the three-point line. Driving baseline is Dechi. The shot, no. Rebound underneath by Sturdivant. Here come the Pioneers. Sturdivant up ahead. Morgan down the paint. And a foul against Mountain Home. They're going to get Cruz. Tried to take the charge. Didn't get the call. Two fouls on Cruz. Seven team fouls against Mountain Home. Coach Fulcher really let the official have an earful right now. He says, we work hard, trying to take a charge. You don't give it to us. First free throw by Morgan is good. Has another one to his credit here. It's missed. Williams the rebound. The putback is good. 8 points for Williams all in this second half. 50-37, Mountain Home. Timeout, Bombers. 4:54 to play. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
.454 to play. Mountain Home with a 50-37 lead over Batesville. Mountain Home with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Peters with it on the left elbow. Picks up the dribble, gets in trouble. Long cross-court pass to Waymeyer. He wants a three, and he gets it! Oh, my. The big man steps out and hits a three. I was watching Coach LaRose's action, the head coach of Batesville. He turned around and kind of had a smirk on his face like, good grief, what else could happen? Tried to defend him inside. He steps out and hits a three. Waymeyer kicks it out top to Peters now. You can tell Chad's reaction. He's like, what else can we do? We can't stop this kid. Here's a steal and a turnover by Sturdivant. He hits the layup for Batesville. 53-39, Mountain Home with just under 4 minutes to play. Peters up ahead. Inside it goes to Cruz. Down low to Waymire. He's pushed from behind, and he's got free throws coming up here. The foul's on J.P. Morgan, his third. Team's fourth. Waymire, first free throw is missed. It's too close now. We've got to back him up behind that line, behind the three-point line. Oh, second one rolls around, and it drops through. 29 points for Waymire tonight. Bombers up 54-39. Morgan out top, hitting from about 17. The freshman has 16 points on the evening. Bombers up by 13 with 3:29 to play. Full court pressure by the Pioneers. Bombers beat it. Benton to the left block. Kicks it back out to Bashirs. And now the Bombers get the offense set, and a foul by Batesville with 3:17 to go. Fouls on Blakely. Now it's going to be his third. Team foul, number five against Batesville this half. Here's Cruz, backdoor Benton. No look pass inside to Waymire, and he'll score. What an assist from Talon Benton. At the other end, Blakely a three. It won't go. Rebound out of bounds. Mountain Home basketball. What a pass from Talon Benton. Just kind of a touch, no look pass. Waymire is able to finish. 31 points on the Knights for the big Mountain Home senior. Shears across the timeline to Cruz, up ahead to Benton. He finds Waymire, left block, misses, gets the rebound back and scores. 33 on the night for Waymire. Ball knocked loose at midcourt. Pioneers pick it up with 2.5 to play. The Shears blocks the shot underneath. It goes out of bounds, and it belongs to Batesville. They'll have it under their baskets. 2:27 left. Three in the corner. McMahon in and out. Sam Peters the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. Bombers up 58-41. Cruz down the right side of the paint. And a whistle and a foul. Offensive foul on Cruz. He lowered that shoulder a bit, and he's going to get called for that. That's his third. Team's eighth. 2:07 to play. A three out top, long range three, is off the mark. Cruz battling for the rebound. Morgan gets knocked down, and they're going to get Cruz with the foul. Luke Cruz has just fouled out of the ball game. Fouls that with 2 points, four rebounds. Luke Jackson is going to come in for Mountain Home with 1:58 to play. Boy, it's good to see Jackson and Deechee out there. Both, of course, recovering from knee surgeries. Deechee a little farther along, even though his surgery was more recent. Jackson really battled complications since the knee surgery, and he is far from 100%. Sturdivant hits the first free throw. He's got one more here with 1:58 to play. Deechee still from far from 100% as well. He looked a lot better tonight than he did even, say, a week and a half ago. Second free throw by Sturdivant, good. 1:56 to play. The Bombers lead it by 15. Benton handles the full court pressure by himself. Goes up ahead to Jackson. Now the Bombers are going to back it out, try to work a little clock. They want Jackson in the corner. Inside, the pass deflected out of bounds. And they're going to say it's Mountain Home basketball. It was one official tried to give it to Batesville. The other official overruled him and said, no, that was deflected. It's going to stay here with Mountain Home. .141 to play. Waymeyer, Peters out top. Bombers by 15. Jackson in the corner for three. It won't go. Morgan the rebound for the Pioneers. Blakely up ahead now for the Pioneers, and a foul against Luke Jackson. That's his first 10th team foul, so double bonus. Williams will shoot two here. Two free throws for Williams. First one is good. He has 9 points on the night. Second free throw, good. He's in double figures with 10. 58-45, Mountain Home, 1:22 to play. Benton, now Bashirs. Back to Benton. Through a double team, he's fouled. The reach in by Williams with 1:17 to play. Bombers will have it at midcourt. That's the sixth team foul. Waymeyer fouled now with 1:16 to play. He's going to go to the free throw line. Fouls on Blakely. That's his fourth. Waymeyer is 1 of 4 from the line. 33 points on the night. Shooting a 1-1. First one is good. He's 34 points on the night now. And make it 35. He knocks down both free throws. 60-45, Mountain Home. 69 seconds left. Shot blocked along the baseline. Loose on the floor. And Waymeyer is going to pick up a rebound. Gives him 12 on the night. Benton fouled at midcourt with 58 seconds left. Fouls on Williams. That's his third. And Talon Benton will go to the free throw line. Benton with a 1-1 here. He's not scored yet tonight. And now he has. That first one is good. .58 seconds left. Bombers up 16. Benton misses the second free throw. Morgan the rebound. Three on the way from Williams. Will not go. Rebound by Waymeyer. And we've got a whistle and a foul with 45 seconds left. Luke Jackson will go to the free throw line. Blakely has just fouled out. He does so with 3 points. At the free throw line, Luke Jackson. First one is good. Jackson, 3 points on the night. Second one is good. Bombers up 63-45. And a timeout by Batesville with 41 seconds left. 63-45, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
39 seconds left as the inbounds pass for Batesville was knocked out of bounds. Big David Waymire was giving chase, and it was going out of bounds under the Batesville basket, and that's where the Batesville cheerleaders are. And David 6'9", and he's running after the basketball. Looked like he's getting ready to dive for it. And let me tell you, these girls scattered now. They got out of the way. I don't blame him a bit. I've been diving under this table if he's coming towards me. Batesville turns it over, 31 seconds left, and Mountain Home will run out the clock here and pick up their 10th victory of the season. Mountain Home with 18 seconds left. Clean sweep for the Mountain Home team tonight. JV won, the girls won in double overtime, and the Bombers are going to win this one by 18 points this evening over Batesville. 63-45, our final score. Postgame show next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Arvest Bank postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.